Rob, you've been a very successful sailor. You've been on the board here for 15 years or so at a time. What does the Amateurs actually mean to you over these past 30 years?
Well, the Amateurs means a lot to me. It's been my club for just on 30 years. It's given me an interest, a passion, and a lot of knowledge about boats and how they built and handle. So I think it's been a really good thing for me. It's a great little club. We do things together. My grandfather was a member, and there's a photo of him in his little boat, A107 Sanora, in the fore of the club. His father, my great-grandfather, was also a member, and James McIntosh won the Federation medal, sailing, I believe, a 22-foot racing canoe in the Federation we got in 1901. That medal actually is still within the club. It's now used as the medal for the winner of the Australia Day Regatta. To that end, Celeste, my little boat, won it some years ago. So the medal's done the full circle, and it does show the involvement that we've had for a long time.
So that association with the club, that long association with the club, with the family, probably goes some way to explaining your love of wooden boats.
It does, but I've always been involved with wooden boats. My uncle, a doctor in Parramatta, had a lovely old ketch called Bisigur. Bisigur, 40 feet, 22 tonnes, flax mainsail. And we sailed that as kids. We sailed that boat on pit water. My uncle was very, very generous. We all sailed it. We were just kids in those days. But Bisigur was lovely. And so that was sold in about 1972 and sort of went out. But for the years before that, I with my cousins had a great time with Bisigur.
And then your association with the club and sailing has really centred on your beautiful wooden boat, Celeste.
Yeah, Celeste is a darling. I bought it in 1995. I bought the boat from Simon Fraser, an antique dealer in Balmain. It was a bit long in the tooth. It had a few leaks and bits and pieces, and the motor was seized. And it was all the things that I needed to get me going. We fixed it up, got the motor going. Did a bit of work to it, not much, until someone said at the end of the first season, this would be a good boat to take to Southport. I think it was Dow Wilson, but anyway, that's what happened. So we decided we'd take it to the Southport race, which gave me at that stage about 9 months to get the boat ready. That involved putting new rig in it, new sails. Virtually the whole boat was stripped, put back together again, and we started. But when we started, actually, I had two fully charged power drills on me, just in case. Yeah, that was the first Southport race the boat did, and I came back again the next 2 years. After the first race, I came back, and we hadn't really finished all the restoration. And so I stripped off the varnish, but unfortunately, when the boat was put back in the water, the boat sank. Sea cog had been left open. So we had to do it for 2 months before the Southport race. I had to do it all over again. Anyway, well, I did. And we started that race, and we finished that race, and again the next year. So that was my ocean racing at that stage on Celeste.
There's a photograph I've seen in one of the anniversary books of you at the slipway here working on that boat.
Yes.
It must have been a huge work to try and get that done in the 2 months to get it back up ready for the Southport.
Oh, it was. It was almost 24-hour days. But we did it, and the boat was great. It's a lovely little boat to sail. It's designed by a Dane, Nud Remus. Celeste is really about as beautiful. Also, Celeste is quite unique. It's a timber boat, but it's got a monel frame inside it. So it's a composite metal timber. And that also means the planks don't move and the boat doesn't leak. It's a lovely boat.
Well, you've had a lot of success in it as well. I think a Kelly Cup, 6, 7... gold medals, season gold medals.
Yep.
Very, very successful.
Yes, it has been. And it still will be. Someone else will buy it and it'll be a lovely boat for them to do what I've done. And I think there's no reason why it can't be still going another 30 years. No.
And so obviously sailing and racing in particular has really been your mainstay in the club, your most enjoyment that you've got out
racing.
Of the club.
But I have also cruised extensively. I've been, you know, from Eden to the Queensland border, and backing out several times. And it's a lovely boat offshore.
And a good record offshore as well. Any other races apart from Southport?
Oh, we did that three times, and then they changed the rules, and we've been to Batemans Bay three times with their little race we got it down there. I don't know how many times I've been to Pittwater or Pittwater up to Port Stephens, but many, many times.
What are your best memories of particular boats here in the club? Because we are a historic club in the sense that we still have the Rangers, we have wooden boats, we've got a history. How do you look back on the boats of the club?
Oh, well, with a lot of joy that they're there, because the reason I think that now for all these lovely timber boats to be in Mosman Bay is that Sydney Amateurs has become the place to go if you have a classic boat. Our division has been strong up and with the classic boats.
So what are the boats that have really sparked your interest in the classics?
The first boat to really spark my interest in the classics, when you're a classic boat, particularly classic racing boats, was the boat Waitangi. Waitangi was part of the Classic Yacht Association in Victoria, a group of guys who had got together to restore old boats that were of significant historic interest. Their head was Doug Shields. Doug encouraged me and helped me set up a Classic Yacht Association branch in New South Wales. And I slowly built up a database to include these boats. And they were boats that had a significant history, had been racing boats. What we managed to achieve then was through some great functions, get a fleet together that raced at Sydney Amateurs. The boats that we had included some Hobart winners, Stuart Marie, boats that had gone to Hobart, Maloey, Mr. Christian, and over the years several others, but they're the main starters. We had about 20 boats who race on a regular basis, as they still do.
Now, you've also been able to combine both your interest in classic wooden boats with classic cars.
We had the opportunity to use the Super Yacht Marina after the Olympics. The marina was empty, had no boats in it, and it was a great spot to have a boat show. I remember the boat show, someone said, well, why don't we bring a few cars down as well? So we had the boats lined up on the marina, and we had the cars lined up on the wharf. You actually get up on the Anzac Bridge walkway and see down this wonderful selection of boats and cars. I did it three times, or sort of four, really. We had two that we had at the Super Yacht Marina, which then became no longer available. We did one at Woodstock, which was terrific. It rained a bit, didn't matter. The cars and boats came. I've been involved in one at the squadron. The boats that turn up are all of interest, some of great interest. They don't have to be that old, but we've got some lovely boats that have turned up at these things. And we have some fantastic cars. At the last one, we had Rolls Royces, we had Bentleys, we had MGs, we had Rileys, we had all the classic, I think 50 cars and about 30 boats. Mm. It was a great show. So that'll happen again. We'll be doing that again soon. But what it does, it brings the classic fleet together. And that's what this has always been about keeping the classic yachts busy and active, which is they have to be, otherwise they'd die. And also it has been great for Sydney Amateurs, because Sydney Amateurs now has one very distinct feature. It is the home of classic yachts.
Yeah, that's great. And of course, talking of classics, you also own another classic boat, this time a power boat and a Halvorsen, which is also very much part of the club.
We have a little lunch that the older members enjoy. We're almost ready to go again now this year. It's the Rooters group, as in round up the usual suspects. Harbour now, going around to Middle Harbour to have a little feed at the restaurant there under the bridge. And there's probably a lot of wisdom on board. There's a lot of nonsense, but there's...
It's probably because most of the people on board are old enough to have some wisdom.
Well, we like to think so. We like to think there's a bit of wisdom coming out of these lunches we have. They've been a lot of fun, and we'll do them again. And the Halvorsen is just a beautiful boat. It's one of the last built at Ryde. It's 32 feet long. Viking is the design. Twin screw. Very, very comfortable with us and guys on board going to lunch. The Halvorsen actually has done a lot of miles with me. I've taken it up to Brisbane and back. Taken it to Port Stephens on many occasions, several occasions. It's a very nice sea boat. You've got to be careful, obviously. No one's going to be doing anything silly with it. but a lovely boat.
So after 30 years of a membership here, 15 years on the board, 3 years, 4 years as Commodore, how do you look back over the club and see what the and think about the achievements that you've seen here over the last 30 years?
I look back at the club with delight. I love this club. Is sort of now looking as good as it ever looked. It's a lovely little club. It's financially very sound. It's been well run. It's had some good Commodores to have ensured that what we've started has always been finished. We have a unique thing here we do by volunteers. We've relayed the deck with volunteer labour. We've painted the building with volunteer labour. We have another shed in Mossman Bay, which is we own the green shed. It has had everything. It has a new deck, basically new walls, new roof, the whole lot. And it's a wonderful little spot and a great spot for the club's members to work on their boats. Sydney Avenues has a life of its own, I think, now. I think also the other thing that I think I've had lots to do with, and I've had great pleasure in doing it, which is bringing the classic fleet basically to Mossman Bay. We have boats now ranging in size from Josephine, which is 47 feet long, down to little ranges of 24. Most of them are used regularly, raced regularly, but what they're absolutely magnificent is to see them on the water still, in some cases after over 100 years.
So, Robert, what do you see as some of the challenges that the club is facing now that it's in its 150th anniversary year?
Well, there's always a challenge of renewing the lease. We don't own the freehold, so we are here at the government behest. However, the challenge that worries me most, I guess, is maintaining the number of people who are prepared to spend the money to have the classic yacht restored to the state where they can race it with us. The last few years have seen a huge increase in costs of doing this. We're looking at $100+ an hour in labour rates, and also we are losing a lot of our slipways, or have lost a lot of our slipways around the harbour. Where we'll end up, I don't know, but in the past it was possible for the member to fix the boat himself, as I have done. That's slowly disappearing. Many clubs won't let the members work on their boats on the slipway. That's going to be the big challenge for Sydney Amateurs. I think the way we're tackling it with the Bay becoming the home of classic boats is the way to go. As people recognise the club as being where they have to be, to be part of this scene, the club will continue to attract the membership that makes these boats still race. That's the big challenge. Other than that, we don't have many challenges. Financially, the club is quite secure. And at the moment, the membership's very good. So I think we have 400 plus, 450 plus members.
Rob, thanks very much.